I sat in awe as I looked around our living room that evening. Six of us, laughing and sharing stories of life and love. Laughter filled the air with tales so funny that the tears were running down our face. But as I pondered the lives of each one present, I clearly saw a love for Jesus written on each face, gratitude for all that He had done to save us. You know, as believers all serving the Lord, we were united in purpose, but we had something else that wove our hearts together, and that was brokenness. Shattered dreams, broken promises, abuse, betrayal, and abandonment clearly had left their marks in each of our lives. Now, looking in the rearview mirror of my own journey to wholeness, the Lord has reminded me once again of just how faithful He continues to be. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, and quite possibly the one that spurs me on in ministry, is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God." Now, these verses aren't just describing something that I'm anticipating. I actually see them working out in my life and in the lives of each person who sat in my living room that night. Some of the ministry is indeed being carried out through a public platform, but more often than not, I see these precious friends working quietly in the background, sharing God's love and comfort, one person at a time, as God continues His work in us. Now, my friend, I don't know what you're going through right now, and that's okay. Our Lord sees. And if you're His child, He hears your cry for help. So don't give up and don't give in. I assure you that one day, your trial will become your testimony. And when that day comes, you can say with the rest of us that all things do indeed work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.